Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, Murray Talk. Yarning up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. The Murray Grapevine, give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Your host is the bawdy one here, Trevor Tim Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumblebee Media, 90.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Big shout out to all our First Nation Radio Station, Black Network across the country. Thank you for being you. Fantastic movement in regard to our voice, our storytelling, our yarns, and you don't hear it on Main Street Radio. So, yeah, yarn up strong and be connected with First Nation Radio. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the daily country viewers, welcome back to National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Let's get hooked. That's the word I'm using, because we're about to catch up with entrepreneur Jordan Oliver here in far north Queensland, because there's a craze going on at the moment. The heat is on, people out there fishing, but protect yourself from the sun, and you can get in touch with Jordan Oliver because he is the founder and director of FNQ Hooked. And it's a fantastic array of clothing, mainly for fishing, long sleeve shirts, and also bandanas. Murray wearing one right there, durag. And we're going to catch up with the brother right now. A very good morning, Jordan Oliver.
Good morning. How are you going? How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
my brother. Appreciate that very much.
Cheers, dearly, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So my name is Jordan Oliver. I live in Cairns, but my mob's the Cookie Allenji tribe up near the Daintree Mossman. I started the company and concept in 2019 as I wanted to commercialise my father's artworks around Australia and internationally. Before that, I was a roofer, plaster. I just sort of felt like it wasn't me, and I just sort of wanted to do something a little bit different. So yes, with the love I have for culture, my dad's artwork, he does all the art, and I run the business. I just wanted something that I was passionate about, you know. So I started the company in 2019 and just ran with it. And yep, it's now starting to a bit of a snowball into something pretty big, you
yes
know. So my father's art was, you know, always something that I wanted to do and I was very passionate about. So, you know, even though it's a job for me now, it doesn't feel like a job. I wake up every day sort of happy, you know?
Well, it's not a job, it's a business, my brother.
That's
and as,
exactly
a, as
right.
I introduce you, entrepreneur you are. So let's just start back in regard to, because at the beginning of things in your life, you are a rapper.
Yeah, I used to
so
be,
tell
yeah
us about that story and then how yeah you moved over into art and clothing and FNQ Hooked.
Yeah, so I think I started rapping when I was probably about 12 or 13. I think by the time I was 18, 19, I signed to an independent record label called Razor Records.
Yes.
And yeah, that was in Sydney. And then anyway, I stopped rapping probably when I was 25, 26. I just sort of felt like the passion for rapping went, the flame inside me went. That's probably the best way to describe it.
Yes.
I still enjoy the music, but for me, I prefer to be a spectator sports now and, you know, watch all the young fellas who are up and rising, a lot of local Cairns talent here, you know what I mean? So
exactly.
I prefer to watch them now. So,
And you're now focused on clothing.
Focus on a business, yeah. And I never thought I'd be able to like run a small business the way I did. I never had no college degree on how to do it. I just done a lot of YouTube, a lot of Google, a lot of trial, a lot of error.
Yeah.
A lot of fails, a lot of mistakes.
Learning to go.
Yeah, and I think that was probably the best way to learn too.
Exactly.
Is going through those hurdles,
yes,
and then falling down, but then getting back up and knowing what not to do next time, where
exactly
I went wrong.
Exactly.
Went broke twice too, you know what I mean? Mishandled
well,
money.
There
and
you go.
Done all the bad stuff that they don't...
That's a true entrepreneur.
All the bad stuff they don't teach you in the textbook. So, yeah, but now it's actually going pretty good. You know, we got about 7-8 wholesalers who supply Tackle World Tally, Tackle World Broom, Tackle World Darwin, Tackle World Cairns, TSG Mission Beach, the Karanda Rainforest Station, Kang Kang Cafe in Arakoon, and next year.
So you're rolling
year,
out all the outlets there, brother.
Outlets,
now, you've
yeah
got a small admin office.
Yeah.
So you don't have a shop front. So the online shopping
yep
is the way you put your products
yeah
out there.
So I started off doing the online shopping before I got my wholesalers. So the online store is fnqhook.com.au, and then we can express post. Everything's all legit. So
yes,
there's Afterpay on there, Zip Pay,
okay,
Express Post, the Australian Post, posts, and they get tracking numbers to their phone, to the email.
Totally.
So all legit insurance,
fantastic,
business registration.
Brother. Beautiful.
Yeah, so.
Well, they say if you're not online, if you're not in line, you can get online.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what it's
right.
all about, you know, brother. So we are talking about the 21st century information age and operating a business online. You've got your webpage, as you mentioned.
Yeah,
also,
webpage.
They can contact you through Facebook as well.
Facebook, we've got a social media Facebook page, FNQ Hooked. We've got an Instagram, Facebook, FNQ Hooked page. So we're on Facebook, Instagram. We've got our website, fnqhooked.com.au. We've got an email on there through the G Suite. So that's sales@fnqhooked.com.au.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it's actually starting to snowball now. So I'm really, really grateful for, you know, how quick it's grown in such a short period of time.
Yeah. Look, big shout out to your beautiful parents and lovely dad, Dale Muller Oliver. And that's his artwork there, you know, brother.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
He's always been an artist and a very renowned artist up here in Far North Queensland.
Yeah.
Hence the name FNQ Hooked, Far North Queensland. And so you decided to do shirts, clothing, mainly for fishing out in the hot sun.
Mainly, yeah.
In Far North Queensland here?
So it started with, you know, when I was a young boy, young kid, dad used to take me fishing all the time, and I became, you know, fascinated with the outdoors and fishing, catching barras, jacks, mud crabs and all that. So I always thought I wanted to do something and bring some sort of culture back into it, but in a unique way. And that was probably the best way that I could think of doing it, was incorporate my love of culture, Indigenous art, with the love of fishing, but not only just Indigenous art, my father's art. So straight down from father to son. And the love of fishing. So when I said today, can you do me four elements of Far North Queensland? He said, "All right, well, I haven't painted for a while, but what do you want?"
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I want the elements that represent Far North Queensland." He goes, "All right, what are they?" I said, "Barramundi, the marlin, the saltwater crocodile, and the underdog, the mud crab."
Yes.
You know, you can't forget the mud crab. So they're all the elements we have being Far North, and he done it Indigenous style. So
sure, beautiful.
So FNQ Hook, that's how that was founded and came upon.
So running with those four elements are on all your shirts and all
tubes.
Different colour shirts.
Different colour, yeah.
And
so,
durags and bandanas.
Durags, yeah.
Brother wearing durag now.
Yeah.
Looks, represent.
Looks nice too. Looks nice on you. The barramundi was that successful that we actually done three runs and three different designs of the same barramundi, but just different background colours.
Yes.
So we've got the barramundi tropical, which was the first one, which is like obviously like a rainbowy colour, and then the barramundi earth, which is like a sandy and orangey dirt sort of colour, you know.
Yes.
And then the last one we bring up was a barramundi blue, which has just surpassed all of the barras because it's got reef and blue colours like Far North Queensland reef turquoise colours, you know,
exactly.
Similar colours that my dad uses in his art. So the turquoise colours definitely have been a lot more popular. Like, they've all been popular and strong in their own way, but I think because it looks like we have the Great Barrier Reef up here, those colours represent that. So it's just been like hotcakes.
Look, it's a great concept as well regarding the world we live in here in this big island, Australia. The heat is on.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about cancer and what the sun, how powerful the sun is, we're protecting people out there as well. I mean, we all love our fishing, love being outdoors, but protect that beautiful skin of yours and look, turn it into business. That's what you're doing, my brother.
So we made the shirts UPF 30 plus instead of UPF 50 just because it's a bit of a lightweight.
Okay.
Started off with the UPF 50. It was a bit of a heavier GSM. And I felt like it was just suffocating me up here when I was out in the summertime because it's so hot and humid up here in Far North Queensland. So
a lot of material.
Yeah, so I changed a lot of material, and it's called Poly Blue. The Poly Blue has these little waffle, like little circles in it where the wind can breathe through them.
Breathe through them,
and it's very light. So, you know, if I'm out fishing, or I test every product I have because someone's going to buy it, and if I'm going to take their money, they got to be feeling the same thing that I'd be feeling.
Wearing. Exactly, so, and happy with the product.
Exactly.
Delivering. Yeah. Fantastic, brother. So, look, FNQ Hooked, you mob. Get online, check it out. FNQHooked.com.
.au.
All right, there it is. That's the webpage. Otherwise, check it out on Facebook page as well and Instagram.
Yeah.
Jordan Oliver, businessman out there and producing his goods. And look, it's just always great to celebrate black people in business.
Yep.
And it's about, you know, we're talking about crabs, you know, buckets and a crab.
Bucks,
we need to snap out of that, you know, and support each other.
Yeah, that's
support
exactly
each other.
Right.
Business, you know,
and I think you know what I mean. If someone is passionate about something, it becomes a lot easier to do, you know what I mean. Like for me, when I was in construction, it just wasn't for me, but I found something that I was passionate about. And to me, the countless hours that I put into the business, night and day, it for me, it wasn't work because I was passionate, I didn't force myself, you know.
Exactly,
so,
brother.
Like, my brother's a chippy and he's one of the best chippies going, but he's passionate about what he does, so that's why he's so good at what he does.
Different strokes, different folks,
exactly,
you know?
So
exactly, my brother.
Whereas me, I had to find something I was passionate about, and FNQ Hook starting this whole little entrepreneurship, this whole little brand, this whole idea of trying to get my father's artworks commercialized and have my own little business, something that I can look forward to and my kids can look forward to. That is what drove passion for me. And it didn't happen overnight, you know. It was like, it was like watering, like putting seeds in the ground, watering it, nurture. And then nurture it. And then after, you know, a couple of years, it started to blossom, started to grow and became beautiful
get the sun
flower.
There.
What it is, like now.
Now
it's
starting to bloom.
That's exactly right.
Chuck an FNQ hook shirt while you're watching it bloom.
That's exactly right.
You like that, brother?
I love it.
Just dovetail it in there. Look, it's too deadly, my brother. So proud of you and congratulations. How you say, your businessman just happened to be black and represent, leading from the front, my brother. So FNQ Hooked. Do check it out online, your mob, fnqhooked.com.au, and their Facebook page as well. And yeah, I'll take anybody's money. He's a businessman. And I'll put a couple of coins across the table as well in regarding stuff that I'm purchasing off the lab.
Before we go too, I just want to say a big shout out to BBM 98.7 and big shout out to Uncle Trevor. I appreciate you taking your time to get me on board. So one love.
Dearly, my brother. One love. No, thank you for sharing. Love to your beautiful parents.
Yep. Okay. Beautiful parents, mum and dad, brother and
dad
sister.
Dad owes me lunch. Let him know that.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, true. I know where he lives.
Just book it up.
Book it up. All right, Jordan, we'll catch up soon, my
Thanks
brother. Keep doing what you're doing.
Cheers.
And look, you might also can check it out on BBM Face page as well. We do shots, a lovely shot of his van at the front there with me and the brother standing there looking pretty. And check out his wares, Too Deadly. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And with that, we'll go back to the first part of the chapter of Jordan Oliver with his deadly track here, I Feel Alive. I like that.
Yeah, I wanna party, man, I swear I wanna party. Yeah, J-O, you got a super bad baby, I know you just the perfect type. Wear that dress so good, I swear you need J-O up in your life. Body bang, that body bang, make it bump and grind, make it back and forth, then snow mode, then back to me, you're solo. Come on. Saturday night, I'm out to three. Late night party and drunk, that's me. J-O in the building, got in for free. We got champagne and caviar. My bad girl, baby, I think too far. Find a girl with the finer things. Bad girl type, you forgive my sins. Know you cool like day one. Since day one, you got it made up. Obvious, you see me gleam. I see you woke, I'm such a fiend. I know this, I know this. Your body is so flawless. You bump and grind in slow-mo. You stop, pause for some photos. Celebrating, okay, so we faded. If they hate it, then they gonna hate on, hate on us. Okay, you know my type. Good girl, bad girl, breakfast type. Body so good, I hit it twice. So good, she's staying the night. J-O, we faded. Till the early morning, we faded. When the sun comes out and the fun goes out, when the lights go out and we all pass out. J-O, baby, next lamp. Yeah.
Hey, what's good on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumber Brett Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416, and have your say. Today, we're going to catch up and have a yarn now with diploma student from NASDA, Chandler Connell. He's part of the NASDA College, of course. And the students there did artworks which raised over $1,400 for a remote Aboriginal community. On the line, Chandler, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, my brother. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yamagara, my name's Chandler. I'm a proud Aboriginal man and I'm a descendant of the Wiradjuri and Ngunnawal people. I come from Yass down on Ngunnawal country and then spent my teenage years up on Warramai country and now living on Darkinjung country at NASDA.
Too deadly, brother. So you're with the NASDA College and you guys as students here, you did artworks which raised over $1,400 for a remote Aboriginal community. Which Aboriginal community are we talking, brother?
We did it for North East Arnhem Land and their community is called Ninikay.
Ninikay, all right, fantastic. And tell us how many students were involved and how many pieces were done.
Yeah, so we had about 23 students. So the students that remained during COVID, because we had to send a lot of mob home back to their communities.
Okay.
And so it was just a task that we developed during COVID to keep us a bit sane. Mm. So we all got the calicos and we did our totems that we've been adopted into up in North East Arnhem Land because at NASDA we travel up to North East Arnhem Land or the Torres Straits every year.
Yes.
And the mob up there have adopted us into their community and they've shared their dance cycles with us that we practice. They're not given to us.
Yes.
But they've given us the honour to practice those cycles. So yeah, we all painted our totems up on the calicos and then we showed them as an exhibition, but I thought what a deadly idea that they've given us this beautiful sacred dances to practice
exactly.
That we need to now give back because that's a part of our culture, giving back.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Fantastic, brother. And so with the artwork, $1,400 was raised. So when the artwork was done, was it sold, was it?
Yeah. So we had a little exhibition come in and then people placed bids on the
good
artworks that they like. And then, yeah, we made a lot more money than we thought we would, which was deadly.
Yes. So I suppose it just brings another string to the bow. So as you learning dances, this is a way of getting back and raising money. And like you said, it is about giving back. That's who we are, strong people in regarding family ties. I think it's a great move, brother.
Yeah, it was deadly. It was awesome. And it's just also really wanted to push it forward that we got this money to the community just to teach all the new mob that are coming through NASDA.
Yes.
What our culture is about. So there's some people that come through and aren't as blessed as many with learning culture. So I thought deadly practice to start start planning in the people's minds on this is how we live and this is our way of life.
Yeah, beautiful, brother.
Beautiful, brother.
And it's about respecting the mob on country and, like I said, and the elders and sharing their dance with you guys. And when you take those dances, then you share it with the world, don't you?
Yeah. We practice them a lot and then we'll practice them and perform them in our end of year shows and whatnot. So yeah, there was many discussions on what we'll do with all the walung, like all the money, but I had to say it would just feel wrong if we kept the money for our own benefit, especially with, you know, all the hard work that community puts into us mob down here.
Too deadly, brother. Now, it's all part of the this year's NAIDOC theme, always was, always will be. So when you're saying that some of the students were sent back because of COVID-19, the ones that stayed got into this concept of art pieces, yes?
Yep.
Fantastic,
yeah,
brother.
We all done it to keep us a bit sane during COVID and
yes.
Some amazing artworks coming out of it.
How long have you been a student there at NASDA? Chandler?
I'm in my fourth and final year, so yeah,
okay.
I'm about to go off into the big world now.
So when you say go off in the big world, so you do 4 years of training, dancing, and then you then go audition for different dance companies around the world. Is that how it works?
Yep, dance companies, physical theatre pieces, or go into cultural things. So I've already signed a contract with a company called Murugeku.
Okay.
And we're creating a show about black death in custody and what happens over on Manus Island. So it's pretty full on, but...
Yeah.
We're meant to tour around the world this year, but it's been postponed until further notice.
Yes. So dance is the tool that you use. Fantastic, my brother. And I believe your CEO, Mr. Kim Walker, as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's a good team there, and a big shout out to the mob there. Thank you very much for sharing. I think it's a fantastic move, giving back to a remote Aboriginal community, Yinike, up there in northeast Arnhem Land, and raised over $1,400. Too Deadly, my brother, big shout out to the rest of the team. You take care, stay safe, brother, and keep shaking your booty there, cuss.
Too Deadly. Yalu, thank you for having me.
See you, brother, man. Take care. Bye bye.
Yalu.
Too Deadly, beautiful yarn there with diploma student Chandler Connell, and he's with NASDA College, and he's in his fourth year and last year, and what they did was fantastic, and they did artworks with the students that remained at the college after a lot of students were sent home because of COVID-19, and to keep saying, as he said, they did artwork and raised over $1,400, and the money was handed back to Aboriginal community at Yinike in northeast Arnhem Land, and they learnt dances from the elders, and it's a way of giving back. So they were just being productive under lockdown. So fantastic and beautiful work, and congratulations, and big shout out to the Yinike mob there, northeast Arnhem Land. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
You got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love, I'll be your best friend, I'll be your loving king. I'll do anything, you'll be my queen. I'll be there for you, I'll give you everything. I'll be true to you, I'll be your king. And when you're feeling all alone and you're feeling cold and down, let my love lift you high above the cloud. Cause you got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. Sun goes down, I'll be your comfort, be your love. Than honey, I'll keep you warm at night. I'll be your fire and be your shoulder when you cry. Cause you got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. Sun goes down, I'll be your comfort and be your love. Tonight, I'll be your love. Cause you got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love.
Yeah, Too Deadly, You Got Me, Colour Stone, Dance to the Sun, that album here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, as BBM and Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Oh, we're going to catch up with Deadly Yarn with the beautiful Deadly Brother, Harold Ludwig, Indigenous Australian, Hopewell Cooktown Atlantic Fellow, President, Indigenous Arts Centres Alliance, Indigenous Project Officer and Guide at National Trust Australia, Queensland, and author. And talk about the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity announced. My brother, very good morning, Harold. How are you going?
Good morning, my brother, and I wish I was the president of Atlantic Fellows, but I'm not. I'm the president of the IACA.
IACA, excuse me, I got my words mucked up here, my brother, but you've got potential to be the president of Atlantic Fellows, can I say that, my brother?
Look at me.
First of all, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm from Hopewell. I'm a Bulkunwara person, speak the Kukiemidan language. I'm sitting here in the Hopewell sweating like a pig.
Yeah, the heat is on, my brother. Listen, congratulations. So you're one of the 18 leaders from Australia and New Zealand with a background of Indigenous social change, joined the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity Welcomes 2021 cohort, yes?
Yes, mate, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity as well because, as you know, there's a lot of social equity that needs to be addressed within amongst our own people and yes. Nationwide. So yes. You know, I think this is a good opportunity.
Well, give us a bit of background regarding Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity, brother, and what they're all about.
You know, there's two features to it, and the first one is an intensive foundation year to, you know, ignite and elevate the knowledge of skills or fellows, and upon graduation then, the second tier is an entry into a lifelong global senior Atlantic fellowship with other six hubs around the world that focus on health, economic, racial, and other forms of equity as well.
Yeah, so it's a powerful tool, isn't it? A powerful organization, bringing the world together, so to speak, in equality, brother.
That's right, that's right. And each of us have our own little projects that we work upon as well.
Okay.
Within this.
Yep. Fantastic, brother. So how did it all come about? Did you apply for that? Or
brother, you...
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, hello? Yeah.
Yeah, how did it all start in regarding being on board as one of the members there? Did you have to apply or were you name was struck out of a hat for you? Or how did it come about, brother?
Well, it's there's an application
application
process, as you would imagine.
Yep.
And the fellows played in an open process. There was over 250 applications, and 18 was selected on the basis of matching program criteria.
Okay.
So you know, it's all our individual past work and things like that, as well as what we want to do in the future in regards to social change.
Yes.
And social equity.
Sure. So did you put your application? Did they have like a Zoom interview with you, or what was that process, bro?
Actually, there was a Zoom interview, which was very intimidating for me.
Because you're shy, little brother, right?
Yeah, so, you know, and you're sitting there talking to all these academics, and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to bloody slip up here.
Brother, yeah, and that's what you did.
That's it, brother. And, you know, it's good to be among people with a very, very vast, different sort of knowledge base as well, which
could
also inspire me to look at things differently.
Sure.
And, you know, all through an Indigenous lens as well as the non-Indigenous lens, and sort of marry together and see what's missing here.
Well, I like to think, brother, we all learn off each other. So you are there to learn off the so-called academics of the world, but they can learn off you as a professor, you know, First Nation man, 60,000 years knowledge, brother.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, there's a lot of people in these communities that think they don't amount to anything, but, you know, the knowledge they have is what PhD and doctorates are searching for.
Exactly.
And they have the knowledge.
Exactly, brother. So just mentioned, as I read out there, 18 leaders from Australia and New Zealand with a background in Indigenous social change who have been selected, and you are one of them. So that's fantastic and great to see. So where from here, brother? Do you meet on a regular basis, or do you travel, or what's your role as a member of Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity?
Yeah, there's going to be a meeting six times this year, next year.
Yep.
And five will be in Australia. The sixth one will be in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Okay, yep.
Which is going to be exciting, looking at the... I'd like to know more about their Waitangi Treaty and things like that as well.
I'm exactly.
just a bloody inquisitive bugger.
Yeah, and you need to be inquisitive, because we as First Nation people across the globe, we need to look out for each other and find out what's working for us as black people on the planet to engage in so-called, you know, the white man world, the business world, whatever the case may be, but be their student and learn off each other, yes?
That's right, brother. And, you know, with my project itself is making sure that the perspectives of Indigenous people throughout the Australian historical moments in history of Australia are being heard as well. Because, you know, I wrote that book on a barbarous coast with Dr. Craig Cormick, and that was a fiction, but we are now writing a book on actual passages off Cook's ship.
Okay.
Perspectives of each clan along that coast, because that's what's missing in Australia as well, the perspectives of Indigenous people in historical moments of this history since 1788.
Well, only the British side has been taught throughout the world and throughout schools, education, but no one knows the black perspective. Yes, so true, brother.
That's right, brother. And, you know, the more we get it out, the more it's going to complement a progressive nation knowing and understanding our part in history.
Well, it's a fantastic bridge builder, you know. To hear a story is great, to hear both sides of the story, isn't it?
That's right, brother. That's right.
So what other things you got on the pipeline? You were doing some filming too, weren't you, my brother?
Well, I've got Benjamin Southwell coming up next week and doing a scouting around here in Hofell, because he's bringing the Bush Tungabungi and the Black Ninja up, and it's a documentary on how they want to get in touch with their cultural side, being born and grown up in urban society.
Yeah,
they want to reconnect.
Yeah, get in touch with their roots, brother. Yeah,
groundwork for that as well.
Cool.
For them. So,
well, you're a busy little bee, aren't you, Harold Ludwig?
Oh, gotta be busy, brother. You know.
If not, they start talking about you. My brother, so proud of you. Congratulations on being a member of the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity. Congratulations, you will lead from the front and represent our mob, your people. And look, it's fantastic to see you to have black people at the table. Fantastic table that is.
Thank you, my brother. And always honoured to be part of BBM.
Oh, you too, Dilly, my brother. One love. You take care. Big shout out to mob up there. Hope, old brother.
No worries, my brother.
To Dilly. Bye bye. A beautiful yarn there, Harold Ludwig, and Australia, Hopewell, Cooktown, and Atlantic Fellow member, and also the President of Indigenous Arts Centres Alliance, Indigenous Project Officer and Guide at National Trust Australia, Queensland, and author. And he's one of the 18 black people, Australia, New Zealand, who's been selected to become a member of the Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity for the 2021 cohort. So fantastic, and leading from the front to Dedlin. Have you say yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call National Talk Black. Yarn with the ball around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Speaking to Harold, Hopewell brother, let's go to Diddley Hopewell Blair and band here, Black Image Band with Country Vibe. Do enjoy.
Let's go, boys. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love to play that old style of music, and I love to hear that little guitar tone. And you can play it all night, any day now.
Ah, cut that deadly song, the Black Image Band. We got a call on the line. I believe we got NW Nigel Warren, Wawa Man. Good morning.
Hey, what's up,
Wawa Man, man. I'm deadly, my brother. How are you, Nigel Warren?
Very well, thank you very much, bud.
Too deadly, brother. Where are you? What are you doing? Were you listening to radio? I thought I'd give brother Trev a call, yep?
Yeah, bud, yeah.
Where are you? What are you doing, Nigel?
Between jobs.
I'm between jobs.
At the moment. Jeez, man.
And
yeah, I'm still doing my plumbing.
You're still doing your plumbing? Now, where everyone knows you, I'm in Torres Straits as Wawa Man. You up there for how long, Nige?
I was there 18 years, bro.
18 years, my brother. Now, yeah, Nige and I go back a long way. We played rugby league here in Cairns. Went to Cairns State High School together. We shake booty on the dance floor. We go back a long way, don't we, bro?
Yeah, we were Foley Shield as well.
Foley Shield as well, rugby league.
You ended up in hospital in Townsville.
Yeah, you didn't have to go there, Nige. Yeah, you didn't have to say that, brother. Not on air, brother.
You're deadly.
Yeah, of course.
I better give this Murray a ring.
So you're plumbing, working hard, my brother. Life is good. Nigel Warren, black fella, don't ring and then cut me off. You there? Nigel Warren. We're going to go, brother. Blast from the past. Deadly Man, Wawa Man. You TSI mob know the Deadly Plumber, Wawa Man, PNG boy, but Rupi in Cairns, and look, represents fantastic. Catching up and have a deadly yarn with him here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, maybe Wawa Man owes you money. Give us a call. We've got his details here. Yeah, good go. 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, National Talk Black, and you yarn with Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. Got about 15 minutes left on the program. Have you saying yarn up strong? I believe you're going to have to call on the line. Hello, you there? Caller.
Hey, sorry, buddy. You dropped out there.
No, Nigel, you hung up on me and I was talking to you and you just completely ignored me on air and you made me look stupid, brother.
No. I must have put you on hold or something. deadly, Cass, deadly.
So life is good, Nigel?
Yeah, man, yeah, we're busy as. We were them workers that went right through Corona.
Yeah, okay, brother, yeah. What do you call essential service? When plumbing needs to be done, then, yeah, we need your plumbers around.
I know, I'm hearing you.
Hey. So you're working for a firm or working for yourself, Nige?
Hey?
You're working for a company or you're working for yourself? Or?
Yeah, Good Martin Enterprise.
Good Martin Enterprise. Yeah. Well, big shout-out, Good Martin Enterprise.
Yep, that's it, bud. Thank you very much.
Good bunch of guys you work with?
Yeah. Shawnee Cully, Stick, and my grandson, Coben.
Oh, grandson Coben working with you. So he's working with Poppy. He's working with Poppy.
He's with Poppy, yeah.
Well, that's beautiful. Does he outrank you on the job or what?
Yeah, we just come to Kawara now from... We were out at bloody... we were out at Gordonvale.
Gordonvale.
And then now we're at Kawara, and then we're going to go to Trinity Beach.
Okay, rightio. Well, you should have started at Kawara, Trinity Beach, then Gordonvale. Why are you at Gordonvale all the way up Trinity? You know, you to get you.
It's the way that
the plumbing works.
Yeah, that's how we can't do it like that.
My apologies. Yeah. Sorry, I'm talking from a radio point of view, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do Trinity Gordonvale first, and then let's come out Kawara, do that, and then Trinity Beach.
Deadly, brother. So 18 years in the Torres Straits as a plumber. Now you're back on the big island, Australia, here in Cairns. So this is home now on the mainland?
Mainland.
So you're not going nowhere near? You're here to stay for a while?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Good. Oh, I seen you running water there for the, it was the North Cairns Aussie Rules?
Yeah, Cass, yeah.
And we had Ronnie Burns coaching the Tigers up here, former AFL player.
Yeah, Geelong.
Geelong, that's right, yeah. But the Tigers didn't go too well this year, 2020?
Nah, not too good this year, but it's a lot better than last year.
Yeah, you probably need to put something in that water, brother, when you're running water out there, Cass.
Yeah, Bungie.
Hey, love you, Nige. Good talking to you, my brother.
You too, Trev.
All the best.
Yeah, man.
One love. Merry Christmas. Wow. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Wah, wah, wah. See you, cuss.
Yo.
Beautiful man, Nigel Warren. And look, always full of beans and always got a smile on his dial. Working out there in the hot sun. Always been a plumber. Works hard, digs hard. But always got a smile on his dial, like I said, Joe. Full of beans. A personality plus. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Brown Skin Baby, Frank Yama here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up another Deadly Trevor on the line. Trevor Peckham, my brother, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Norris, to all Gurunanjis, Bamanandjis of Australia.
Yes.
And all the mobs of the world listening to this here too, hey, big bro?
Too Deadly, my brother. How are you, brother Trev? You good?
I'm having a blessed day.
Yes. Yes.
And I just heard you on wireless talking to all the fantastic people doing great. And having joy on the land, eh, bro?
Isn't yeah, brother.
Bro, yarn?
Yarning, bro. Is good, isn't it, brother? Good for the soul.
The healing.
Healing,
and
yes.
I call it nourishment.
And what are you doing, my brother? How are you travelling?
Well, I just wanted to know, how'd you go with this, the result with the origin, big bro? Because I played that ditch,
yeah.
But I don't know if anyone got to hear it.
Yeah, no, I remember that, brother. But we had to cut off to the news, my brother. But we caught a bit of it, of course, my brother. But it did well for the Queensland team, didn't it, bro?
Well, I didn't want to take any credit.
It was all you and your ditch, brother.
You
that's
know,
why they won. The thing about it was all the 50,000 people at Suncorp Stadium. It wasn't that. Yeah. It was your ditch.
Hey, my family. But, you know, the best thing I love about the ditch, big bro,
yes.
Is that it puts that energy, that our mundu, our energy, our spirits really nourish on that energy.
Yeah, brother, true.
That's the one thing I love about the didgeridoo is that it's the sound of Australia, that's for sure. You know?
Yeah, big time, brother.
So, you know, but I just wanted to let everyone know, you know, wish them all the joy of life.
Yes.
And if you haven't found it, just step left and keep moving until
that's right.
You do find
keep
it.
Mobile. Yep.
And when you do find it, just keep it nourished and keep it going.
Well, they say, brother, if you're on the right track, but if you're just sitting there, you're going to get run over. You've got to keep moving.
Yes. Well, we got all the bad terms of information, but there's quality good stuff too, such as joy, you know. And when you have joy, that's the fuel to love.
Yeah, love it, brother. Yeah.
So if you got that joy, then the love is there, then you fellas are on the right path of good stuff, you know?
Yeah, true,
but
brother.
If you get a person, don't matter your age, if you're out of joy, you got no love, and you tend to be on the outside of the fence of social way of life on the country at the moment too, you know?
True,
so
my brother.
In community, we would probably much house you somewhere or give you an option to be able to strengthen yourself again. And that's what we got here in Cairns too, bro, a very strong community base, you know.
We have.
But there's a lot of country areas that don't have such big community bases, which is a lot of people that are feeling the I guess, the voice.
The pressure of life.
Of unknown, bro.
Unknown, yeah. And that's what COVID-19 put a spin on things, didn't it?
Well, did you have a bad day? Well, I know. I never had a bad day.
No. Woke up every day.
Just limiting was that I couldn't access all of the social engagement, such as, you know, the money spending side of it.
Yeah, sure.
But I could actually go down to the creek and couldn't get a spot at the creek.
Yeah, 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 packed to the brim.
It was right again. That was back in the 80s, man, the 90s, you know?
Yeah, true,
I
brother.
I felt like I was in Mareeba again when Christmas Day, for 3 weeks, man, nothing was open.
Yep.
On Easter, you couldn't get no bread, nothing, for 2 weeks.
Knock off.
It was like that. So it was like as if they were preparing us for now.
Yep, yep, exactly, brother.
And
you got to adapt to the changes in life, brother.
Adaption, key to survival. And everyone says to me, all the elders say to me, son, whenever you go to a country, follow the religious of the people, as then you will have the knowledge and the tools on how to travel across that country.
Yeah, true.
Because it's important that you adapt to the geography's way of doing things, such as the word religious.
Yes, when in Rome, brother.
Yeah, he said, I said, well, what do you mean, Grenade? Well, I'm from the Jirinura here, look, Rainforest Mountain here. I've got bana everywhere, good, you know, and diving, mum knocked me out if I don't rehydrate myself here.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over to the desert country. And in our country, we practice rehydration of your body, yeah? Because the humidity is huge and take the water off you too, you faint on the spot.
Yes.
You know? But I'm over in the middle of the desert and I jumped into that water hole. And you know what I was doing, eh?
What's that?
I was laying back with that fountain coming out the middle of my mouth. Like a whale star, you know? And when I looked up, I seen old fella there pointing at me saying, yeah, get out, man. Get out. And I was hey, I didn't mean to do wrong or anything. Well, but you know, can't talk language because two different geography already.
Mm.
He never seen a rainforest and a mountain in his whole life, so my language don't match to his words.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know what I'm saying. But then he said to me, through signals and body language, you can drink the banna, but you're not allowed to wash in there, because that's the only one water here, boy. If you cut your foot and the blood go on the side, the animals will smell the blood and know it's no good.
Mm.
Won't come back here.
Mm.
So it's better that you don't go in that water, son. Look, I apologize, old people, because my old people say, if I don't rehydrate myself, I'll be finished in my home country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're here, you follow what we do.
Yep, that's it. And that's respect for the elders' teachings, brother.
Well, that's already been there, established in our own people, and as well as all people, elders always told them that you must adapt to your geography.
Yes.
And I think somewhere along the road we get distracted. Technology, man, it's got a lot of information on there I like to have a look at, you know?
Information overtime.
Yeah, that's that distraction there. So you forget which country you just went from, you walk 10 miles and you was on a different geography area, and you wonder why you're in trouble.
It's all simple, isn't it, brother?
Well, you know, I just wanted to make sure that the elder families of our great nation of Uluru and Buluru.
Yeah, brother.
That they know that we love them, my big bro, and our joy is strong.
Yeah, one love, my brother. Thank you for sharing, my brother, and a Merry Christmas to you and your deadly family, brother.
And Merry Christmas and jolly joy for all, bro.
To you, deadly.
And blessed of the new year. Game on.
Trevor Peckham.
All right, I'll talk to you soon anyways, bro.
One love, my brother.
Coming up on the 21st, we've got a resignation day, so I'd like to touch base on that a
please,
bit more, especially
please.
With the sound of Australia, you know?
Yeah, sounds good, my brother. One love, eh, Trev? Beautiful yarn. That's Trevor Peckham there, local brother here from Cairns, and jumps on every now and again, has yarn, and very strong representation in the tourist industry, and did play, and sells our art to our mob across the world. So fantastic. Have your say, Yarn Strong. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416. 5 minutes left on the program. We've got Sister Sylvia from WA. Good morning, my sister.
Kaya Kwab Ketala Jirat Wanking.
How are you?
Good. Oh, I forgot Nakut. You? Happy talking.
Good to hear your voice, sister. How are you, Sylvia?
Keeping on plodding along. Always was, always will be.
Yes, represent.
You're going to keep on plodding along when you've got neighbours trying to push us off. Paid out the mortgage, now they're trying to get rid of me again.
And that ain't happening, is it?
Look, we stand on the shoulders of giants, Trevor.
We do, Dale. We do.
A culture that's gift to the whole world, and the shoulder what our people went through in the past is beyond belief. Yeah?
But today,
couple of things I've discovered. I've been having tests, and so many young people, lovely young people, academics, don't know about Mabo, and they don't know about the Statement from the Heart. They don't know anything about those. So there's a real gap in the media and education information for people about those milestones and our, achievements. Yes. Of survival for our people there, and also the alcohol thing, because people generally, as the summer comes on, people drink more. You can see it happening as soon as it gets hot by the
people. Yeah, but being in control is what we're talking about.
Well, alcohol is as dangerous as cigarettes for cancer, heart disease, and cognitive brain power.
Not good and substances, is it?
No, it's killing the ground in Margaret River. It's turning it all into salt. So there's huge problems with it. But on the radio, on the ABC last night, there was a program from research, and they've shown it isn't just mothers drinking while they're pregnant. It's other stages of a person's life. You know how you have cognitive developmental stages your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
We go through, they say, roughly 7... 14, 28, 35. That's roughly in psychological.
Oh, okay. Theory. No, I never heard that.
Yes, your brain develops.
Okay.
Your brain has its stages of leaps of development. Mm-hmm. They say that's why children are often.
As it's growth.
It's growth, yes. Mm. It's the growth of your brain, Okay. And the risky stages are the 18-year-olds, those adolescents.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also shown that adolescents that drink at the risky stage, because of the cognitive development, alcohol has a bigger effect on people's cognitive development, if that's what the research was saying last night.
Okay.
So once again, I mean, it's a waste of money, it causes cancer, so we need to keep off it all anyway.
Mm, exactly. Stay away from it if it's no good for you, eh?
No,
simplicity
it's not.
Of it all.
It's much better to be able to dance sober. We can dance and laugh and talk, but so many people need the crutch to cope with. It's self-medication, it blots out the pain, and it's become a crutch for, and of course we're surrounded, completely and utterly surrounded with it all, everywhere in the media, all different ways.
Yes. My sister, I'll go to the news. Thank you for calling, Sylvia. One love, my sister. Hope you're well, and stay strong, and appreciate your call. This is Trendy Trev. Murray going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company with National Talk Black. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Got the news coming up here through NERS, National News Radio Service. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic, you mob. Do not be lackadaisy.
Better man, I kept my word sure.